Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The Dagger. Floss Skin. Mr. Del Negro on the beat. Good looking out. Yeah. That's what it do. Jack up the beats, the album. Yo. The time has come for me to be the man that I'm supposed to be. Still ain't got a mini me or been to jail for felony. I'm 27 black, educated, that's my good side. On the other hand, an alcoholic is a guarantee. Wanna know why? It's too bad, I ain't got the time. But my life is in my music, so just follow my rhyme. It's just like Optimus Prime, but choose to hide it in the truck. My autobiography, we ain't giving a fuck. And then I
transform.
Protect myself from hating after separate go. But if you stay hidden, I won't even trip, I'll carry on. I'm living in these fantasies, I'm sticking to reality. I ain't smiled in a while, dealing with the tragedy. Tried to help the victims. I what bitches do, what bitches do. I focus on my one woman now, and she ain't you. So get it, clue or something, bitches, get out my face. I come in first in any race, look, you can't even play. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. Respect is only given when you have it to give. If it's not for me, it's not for you, and that's how it is. I got no squares up in my circle, cause they not gonna fit. Hating niggas just like Devo, I'm like Craig with a brick. That's why I can't you, cancel it, if I do, I'll fall behind.
No one's gonna give it to you.
Fuck it then, I'm taking my ride. I'm still looting, kill, pillage, and plunder. Become a disrespectful brother, slap the shit out of my mother.
Never that.
No matter how hard it gets, I got sense. I just have these kind of thoughts when shit be getting too tense. Gotta face the facts, I'm responsible for where I'm at. Looking back at shit I did, I should've never done that. Should've let the money stack and fit his college out the gate. Keep my mind on school and money, bitches can wait. I hope you niggas hear me, you can do your dirt and keep it clean. You niggas buying bitches, looking homo in your skinny jeans. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Up, gotta build my grind up before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up, gotta build my grind up before my hind. Will someone help me, please? Look, I'm praying on my knees. God knows what I need.
What?
He created weed, so I stay high. Cloud 9 resident. The higher that I get, my other problems get irrelevant. My music is my evidence, I'm better than y'all. And every beat is scared of death, cause I'm killing them all. Off the
alcohol,
80 proof, plus I'm standing in the booth.
Darius about to let loose.
I call it how I see it, you ain't gotta believe it. I make niggas stay see. And I'm still undefeated. My confidence
respectable.
My lyrics,
they untouchable.
We superheroes flossing. Yeah, the new improved incredible. I'm highly intellectual. Listen. My style is perpetual. I won't kill you, I'll just turn your body to a vegetable.
Gotcha.
I don't give a fuck out of luck if I stay stuck. Yep. So I'ma grind until I shine until the dagger times up. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up, gotta build my grind up before my hind's up. Got a lot of shit I gotta do, and I let nobody stand in my way. You know what I mean? The Dax, Floss Skin, LA, all day. Once again, good look at that on the beat, Chopper. You know what I mean? Google Boy, Google Up. My time's up.
This your boy KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night with the Daggers.
But when it comes down,
Bang Bang Radio.
That's right, y'all. What's up? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. And damn, how long has it been since I've been here on a Wednesday? Like I said, it's been like 2 weeks, and it's been so long since it was just Sunday too. Like again, I want to apologize because I don't know if some of y'all listen to my Sunday show as well as this show. Some of y'all may just listen to this one. Some of y'all may just listen to the other one. But I ain't been here for a little while. So I first off want to apologize to anybody out there that's ever listened to this show, been supporting it, been calling in to send in your music. Because like I said, I don't like starting stuff, and I don't like putting my name on stuff, and I don't like doing things that I falter on, in a sense, you know. And the last 2 weeks, I faltered on a lot of things. Wasn't really my fault, but the show slipped through the cracks. But, I mean, if you know me and you know how I feel about music and about doing what I say I'm going to do, then y'all know that a lot of bullshit had to be going on in order for me to not be here, and it was. But, again, I'm not going to go get all into it on this show. I did enough of that on Sunday. I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things. So if you want to know what was going on, like I said, go back, listen to my Sunday show that just passed. But right now, it's West Coast Wednesday, all right? Hump nights, all right? We talk about strictly adult themes, matters, and try to get to the bottom of a lot of relationship problems. Guys, we're going to talk about girls. Girls, we're going to talk about guys. And we're going to try to figure some shit out, all right? Because that's all. Because, like I said, I'm dumb. I don't know shit. That's why I ask questions. And I ask questions straightforward and straight to the point. So if you want to call in and get in on this, 661-621-7559. You can always just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to let me know you want to holler at me. But let me start off the show, as I always, with a shout-out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. All right, without her, there is no Bang On Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slash Sundays, no X and B models, no award show still popping off at the end of the year. Like I said, if you ain't fucking with Topaz Lachey, then you got a problem. All right, you need to do something about that. You need to fix your problem. Get at her and see what's up. Also, I want to shout out all the independent artists. Anybody that's ever been sending music, sending in their music, like I said, thank you, because without y'all, I wouldn't have nothing to play. It still wouldn't be no show, so we in this together, all right? So that's why I also apologize, because like I said, y'all sending y'all music, y'all expect to hear it, and I do the best that I can to put this music out here so y'all can hear it. Get your people to call in, let them know to support you, let them know to support the show, all right? And also, last but not least, just anybody that listens to this show, anybody. You don't even got to be an artist. Beauties of the week that call in, or just ladies that just like hearing my voice and hearing what the fuck I got to say and what I'm going to talk about. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because like I said, without y'all, there is no show. Make sure all I ask, hold on, let me hit this weed real quick, because it's been a long day already. Hold on. Damn it, it went out because I was talking too much. But anyway, all I ask for you guys, anybody that's hearing my voice right now, anybody that's, like I said, supported the show, that's been down with me since I've been doing this, that's trying to help me get to where I need to go with this and everything, all y'all need to do for me, and all I ask y'all to do, is just talk about the show. Share the link, spread it around, because like I said, I'm lazy. But I know y'all be getting y'all promote on. So, I mean, this is the only thing I ask y'all to do, all right? So help me out, because I know y'all got Twitters, Facebooks, Uwus. I know y'all all over this motherfucker, okay? So just help your brother out. Just share the show. Let people know what we got going on over here. Let people know what we're trying to do. Let your other artists and beauties and models and all them people know that this is where they need to be, all right? So right here on Bang Out Radio. So as we start off the show, every show that I do, I always start off with the new music first, all right? And I got some brand-new Andre Arnaz right here I'm about to put into y'all ears real quick. This five-star trick is Like I said, this drink is kicking in a little bit. We're going to get back to that in a little second. But, yeah, Andre Arnaz, brand-new music. Let me get it situated right here. Hold on. Hold on. See, the good thing is I found me a little area where, you know, I got it. Like I told y'all, I set up the computer in a certain way. My clicks should go in and out. I shouldn't lose no radio reception. It should be a pretty good show. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope this works out, all right? But five-star chick, brand new, Andre Arnaz, all right? Right here. Let's go.
Try to neck and lift down. I'm trying not four or five tricks now. Try to neck and lift down. Try to neck and lift down. Prime time, not four or five tricks now. Try to neck and lift down. Try to neck and lift down. See a five star beat now.
Bar 2
some of y'all might be saying that's too turned up for West Coast Wednesdays, but at the same time, what I'm saying is, y'all know when y'all get fucked up and turned up, y'all be doing all kind of shit you probably either really, really want to do, or when you come out of your intoxication the next day, you're going to be mad you did. So that's why it's here on West Coast Wednesdays. But you can hear that shit on Slap Sundays, too. Don't even get it twisted. Cali City. And here we go. We're going to keep it pushing, and we'll be right back. Levi Care, that's crazy as fuck.
Radio.
Whatever comes to mind, I told him my baby. We be making love in the craziest places. In the craziest places. In the craziest places. In the craziest places.
She don't ask no questions, she just go with the flow. Whatever I tell her when I say so. We go in everywhere in the kitchen by the stoves, and I kiss some chocolate out that no mistletoe.
It ain't nothing like a girl that's down for it all.
She a freak like me,
but she down for the call. I don't ever hesitate, she the one in her car.
Lock all the streets down with his mixtape.
She be everywhere, fixing on crazy. Whatever comes to mind, I told her my baby. We be making love.
Blowing out her back, sometimes I let her drive, stick my face in the lap, or in the public bathroom, if I can't make it to my hotel room, I hit her with that boom boom.
It ain't nothing like a girl that's down for it all,
she a freak like me,
so she down for the call,
I don't ever hesitate, she the one I call,
come over and break me up,
we be everywhere, fixing on crazy,
whatever comes to mind, lock all the streets down, when it's mixed.
Planted rose bushes just like you.
Oh, no. Those are all mine. Each one for a different man I slept with. But you are my last.
All of these?
It's not that many.
This is the largest sex garden in North America. Rumor has it within its unexplored depths lives an Indian tribe who have never seen a white man.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, bang out radio. And again, thanks for being here. Like I said, if this is your first time being here, I'm glad you're here. If you've been here from the start, thanks for keeping coming back. I don't know why you're doing it, but thank you. Oh, shit, let me sip this drink real quick. And what am I sipping on? Sadly enough, it's some kind of wine. I'm not exactly sure what kind of wine it is. I just poured it, and now I'm drinking it. And honestly, real quick side note on the wine thing. I don't know or understand how y'all girls be off of this shit like that. Because girls be on this shit. Like, I just want some wine. I want some wine. I mean, there are those hardcore dragons out there. I fucks with y'all. But, I mean, a lot of y'all just be like, no, I just want some wine. I want a glass of wine. But, nigga, lying be off that wine. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand personally. Because this is not doing nothing for me. I mean, I'm getting a little bit of a buzz, a little one. But, I mean, I don't know. Is it because, what, you don't want to get drunk? I mean, but if you drink enough wine, you're still going to get drunk, right? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, quick side note, but yeah. Oh, what was I going to get on today? What was I going to talk about today? Actually, you know, the last time I was here, I was trying to speak on the fact how, and this may be chauvinistic of me, but I got to be, I guess, as blunt as possible, how a lot of women don't know their place. And even though I'm starting off saying that, like I said, if you've listened to the show and you've been around, you know me. You know I got nothing but love for the ladies. But at the same time, majority of y'all don't know your role. And that's the coldest part about it. Now, where I'm going to gear this to is mostly towards relationships, because my thing is once you enter into relationships or once you choose to be with a person or something like that, right, then you're saying that you're going to step into this role and do these certain things and play this role. Not even play, you're going to do these things. Because if you're not going to do certain things, I feel, then you shouldn't be in a relationship, period. Because then it's just going to cause nothing but problems. People are just going to be arguing all the time. You know, it's just going to be a bunch of bullshit. And who wants that? Isn't life full of enough bullshit already? So why add on more to it? All right, so I think I remember the last thing I said last time I was on this show. One of the last things I was saying was that everybody says the same thing, you know, behind every strong man is a strong woman. Now, I agree with that, but at the same time, y'all don't realize what you're saying, because what you're saying is behind every strong man is a strong woman. That's the part that y'all don't, a lot of ladies don't realize, because y'all ladies trying to play the front role. Y'all trying to stay toe-to-toe with somebody. Y'all trying to be on some equal type level. And I'm not saying that women shouldn't be equal. I'm just saying that when you enter into certain things, then there are certain roles that have to be played. It's like a baseball player is not going to go try to play basketball. You know, well, Michael Jordan did that. But what I'm just saying is you're not going to go try to play basketball and then try to change the game. You know, if you want to play baseball, then play fucking baseball. If you're going to play basketball, you need to play basketball. You know, that's what I'm trying to get at. And I guess the easiest way for me to discuss things like this is that me personally, I can say I'll just speak on what I expect, at least in a relationship, or at least that's what I would expect as a man. I would expect my girl, my woman, my wife, future wife, whatever, certain things I would expect of her and expect her to do. And I was hoping, actually, I was supposed to have an extra guest, but I was going to have a special guest call in. I don't know if he's going to get in tonight or not. We'll see. But I talked to him a lot about this matter, in a sense, and he makes a lot of sense. Now, as chauvinistic as it may sound, it still makes a lot of sense. What we discuss is, a woman is supposed to support a man in his endeavors and whatever he's doing, whatever that is. You know, the woman is supposed to be the support system. So that's why you shouldn't enter into a relationship until you found somebody who's doing something that you're willing to support. You know, a lot of ladies get into relationships with somebody, and like I said this before, they try to change whatever they got going on or whatever they're doing or the type of person that they are. They feel they can reinvent somebody into something that they want. And no, you can't do that. Because bottom line, a man, a nigga, whatever, is going to be and do what he wants to do. And since that's the bottom line, you got to be willing to roll with that. I mean, really willing to roll with it. If not, don't get on board with it, because you're not going to change that. And like I said, I mean, I'm just giving an overview right now. We'll get into more detail in a second. But But that's what it is. If you're gonna be supportive, because like we all know, women take care of the home, you know, work, you know, y'all do that, you do that, you know, do your thing. Nobody's telling you to hold back. You know, a lot of single mothers out there, kids. I understand shit gets rough. So if you're gonna be that type of person that don't need nobody, you know, fuck a nigga, I don't need that. Well, that's fine. But then be that, and then understand why you're most likely gonna be single and stay that way. Just understand that you chose to do that. But if you choose to enter into a relationship with a man, a nigga, whatever you choose, there are certain roles you have to play in accordance to that man. And if you're not willing to accept those roles, then don't do it. I don't get it. A lot of times, y'all out there doing a lot of shit just because. He paying this. He paying that. Oh, he fucks real good, but, you know, he treats me bad, but the dick is bomb. Like, I done heard all kind of shit. None of it makes sense. I mean, it may make sense to you, but, I mean, it's a dumb reason. But, I mean, at least you have one. I mean, a lot of people out here just fucking for no reason at all, so that's bad, too. But yeah, we're going to get back into some music real quick, and then I'm going to get back into writing exactly, you know, what I expect, at least when I'm in a relationship or when I want to be in a relationship or when I'm with a person or somebody chooses they want to be with me. This is what the dagger expects, all right? So if it ought to be interesting. Maybe that's why I make things harder, why things are so hard. Because like I said, but I mean, I know what I want. And like I said, you either with it or you not. You either roll with me or you don't. But I don't think the things that I want are that bad. So maybe y'all will tell me, all right? So if you want to get in on the conversation, like always, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me, and then we're going to do it like this with the Las Vegas Hustler featuring Israel. Let's go.
Israel, baby, coming to you from Las Vegas.
She liked the way that I tease her. She liked the way that I freak her. She liked the way that I speak. Got me feeling so great, man. I'm finna make my visa. She said she liking my hook now. She stepped just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down.
Okay, so basically I'm saying this right here. She a shot of vodka to your motherfucking life, man. All day long I've been waiting to get off work. Ain't tricking if you got it, just got paid. Sure, I'm strong, soldier at attention. In the presence of the diamond, I forgot to mention. 5-5, but a pecan, Puerto Rican. Her and I on the strip and the stretch weekend. Bottoms make a calves incline. She got me saying my. That Cali bag, she a quarter ounce of this. I know you can't help but to vouch for this.
She liked the way that I tease her. She liked the way that I freak her. She liked the way that I speak. Got me feeling so great, man. I'm finna make my visa. She said she liking my hook now. She stepped just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down. She wanna talk, but I'd rather listen. Feeling so good like you fresh about the kitchen. Got me stuck like a scene of amazement. Got my feet planted like I'm structured in the pavement. You're the type of girl, I'd do anything for ya. I like your presence and your aura. Take hold of my hand, baby, I will show ya. You're making me nervous like I could throw up. That's what you do. Thinking this game, but this is true. Open up your mind, and I'll never doubt you. Cause you know this song is all about you. She liked the way that I tease her. She liked the way that I freak her. She liked the way that I speak. Got me feeling so great, man. I'm finna make my visa. She said she liking my hook now. She stepped just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down. I'm drinking,
I'm freaking,
we freaking. Yeah, that's what I call
a
hell of a weekend.
There's not enough time on the clock, I need more. I need everything you are for sure. Baby, let's put the town red right now. If I'm going too hard, here's a pillow pipe down. I promise not to make any mistakes. If I come first, then I'll clean your plate. We playing crazy games, PDA in public places. We in the penthouse, we get sex faces. Shit, I go beat. I can't hear if I can do the streets. If I said it in a minute, you don't know me. Don't you forget it.
She likes the way that I. She likes the way that I. She likes the way that I. Got me feeling so great, man. I'm finna make my pizza.
Hey, Chunks, you're looking out on this, man.
Yo, this is straight shit right here. Let these females know what's up. We're coming at them.
Yeah. Hey, she like the way that I tease her. She like the way that I freak her. She like the way that I speak. Got me feeling so great, man. I finna make my visa. She said she liking my hook now. She stacked just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down.
Quick apologies. We got brand new music that I forgot to play at the beginning of the show, and that's my band right here, Mizzy. If I mispronounce that, homie, I deeply apologize. But I know I got the Mizzy part right, but the M-Z-I-Z-I, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that. But if I messed it up, my bad. We're going to roll with Mizzy right now. Stepping Now, Baby, brand new music in rotation right here on West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights. Let's go.
I ain't no fool, I'm not blind. I knew what you was doing all the time. I beat the game that you was running right from the jump. So don't even run. Thought you was quick banging in them streets. I bust my ass while you on your free. Started right here and now you say you play your games and done. Gotta know your sign. Got to go now. Take what you came with. It's time to hit the road now. You can skip the drama, cause your story's getting older. Save it for the next one. Cause this thing here is done. Had enough from all the pain. I've been staring your eyes. This is how I try to live. Waiting for you outside. Got myself the next one who really wants to love me right. I'm so through with you.
Get your hands up, your gear, get the hell out of here.
Sometimes when I stop and think about it, how many different people from all around the world are really fucking with this show. You know what I mean? That's what, Florida right there just got off right now, LID, you know, and then we about to take it to Australia. You know, we're going to take it overseas right now. They're probably partying right now with Leo Rockwell. Stay with me. Let's go.
This is some of that old classic DeBarge, check it out. That's how you make love. Boots off, knock the polar to come in. Some cardio Olympics, let the games begin. Red wine bubbling, told me that's how you like it. Checking my shoe games, I can tell you're delighted. I tracks off a certain, you running all through my mind. Kick those bare wings off, let the seats recline. Take it in, this ain't heaven, but running a close second. Angel on my sofa, then look what the gods let in. So intoxicating. She's been looking to cuff me up for a while, so I can't keep her waiting. We both kind of faded, Moscato created buzz. She know that's what it is. it does. Still, she didn't even budge. Cell phone ringing, girl, tell him to call you back. Fiending on my third leg like a nymphomaniac. Haha, think of funny, I ain't laughing. My plane leaves in the early morning, so we best get it cracking. Ha, come on and stay with me.
Yeah,
you know you really wanna. Come on and stay with me. Yeah. Come on and stay with me. Yeah, you know you really wanna. Come on and stay with me. Nocturnal loving, ain't it? Yeah, I told you that sleep was never an option. Knew it just before you came in. Take those fitness off you flawless. Said we met a while ago, but I can't recall it. Let's make it like the first time I ever met you. Would tell you my first name, but we might not stay together. Enough talk for now, my actions out in the words. Plus it's hard to stay cool when your words sound slurred. For making love faces and giving you straight euphoria. Said say my name, but I just kept ignoring her. You asking way too much. You bite me a bad broad, but you way out of touch. Big booty banging, must have got it from your mama. Got me changing my religion, I'm calling the Dalai Lama. Whips change, wanna role play for a while. You ain't got nothing to do, baby, stay for a while. Come on, ha, come on and stay with me.
Come on and stay with me.
You know you really wanna. Come on and stay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on and stay with me. Yeah, you know you really wanna.
You know you really wanna.
Come on and stay with me. Hold up. My Sharia more Pennsylvania sunshine. Warmer in the spring, but you hotter in the summertime. We can take it to the walls, to the ceiling, kitchen floor, even decorate the halls. Geek, geek like a Lil Jon song. Said it feels so good, you ain't had it in a long time. Not an issue, let's see how it plays out. Letting feelings get involved, we can both do without. For now, let's enjoy a moment and look up at the stars, realize what we did in the morning. Wake up, we can do it again before I leave. Stamina, girl, I got it like you can't believe. Relax and breathe and put on like never before. Room service, where you going? Don't you open that door. It's still early, go a couple more rounds. Don't play with me, said it's so hard to leave cause you wanna stay with me. Come on, ha, come on and stay with me.
Come on and stay with me.
You know you really wanna.
Let's make it a party.
Come on and stay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and me.
Come on and stay with me.
Whatever,
yeah. You know you really wanna.
It's a private affair.
Come on and stay with me.
Come on and stay with me.
Ha. Come on and stay with me.
Come on and stay with me.
You know you really wanna. Come on and stay with me.
Come on and stay with me.
Yeah.
You know you wanna.
Come on and stay with me.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
You know you really wanna.
Let's make
love
last.
Come on and stay with me.
That's how it starts, you know. Taking bitches out to eat, meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes. A sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma?
Riley, shut your dumb ass up.
What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley!
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat?
I didn't want to believe Riley. I wanted Granddad to have finally found love in his life. But I've never been one to ignore the obvious.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
God, I love how that sounds, y'all. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And like I said, if you're just tuning in and you want to call in, 661-621-7559, chilling the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me. And what I'm talking about, like I said, I'm just trying to – actually, I don't know what I'm actually talking about, but yeah, I do. I remember now. I almost lost it that quick. But no, how – like I was saying, the main statement, this is the statement of the day. Behind every strong man is a strong woman, okay? Behind. That's where we're at right now. And then, like I said, what I was going to talk about, I was going to let y'all know what I would expect my girl to do, or, you know, what it takes to, I guess, be with the dagger, I guess, however you want to look at it. But before I get into that, straight out the phone lines, let's go to 404-0992. Hold up. Hello, you got dagger. What it do?
Hey, what up? It's your girl, Queen.
What it do, Queen? How you doing, Ma? How you feeling?
I'm good. Right now, I'm out here at the beach with my girl. We chilling. We drinking. About to go put my feet in this water. Nigga, we on right now. You hear the ocean?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm calling from the water side. That's what I'm saying.
From
also,
the water
hold on,
side, that real west.
But hold on, Queen. I know you got a show now, right? You got a show.
You got to tune in on Tasty Tuesdays. We are on right now. I just had my first show last night, and the boy Dagger came through and showed his love for me.
So I want y'all to make sure, y'all, on Tuesdays, if y'all ain't got nothing else popping off, man, like I said, tune in to my girl Queen right here. She got a lot to talk about as well. Like I said, it's rare that you find non-dumb females, and Queen is definitely not one of them dumb females, y'all. So make sure y'all check out the show every Tuesday, and make sure y'all fuck with her, all right? If y'all showing me love, show her love, too. That's all I ask, all
right? That's right. I appreciate it.
But shit, but I mean, you out there by the water, so you having too much fun to actually focus on the show tonight now, aren't you?
What do you mean? I'm just standing in the water right now. I just got to the beach. I'm chilling. I'm about to be dipping in a minute.
All right. Well, hold on. Straight out to 661-5580. You got wait. There you go. You got dagger. What it do?
What's good with it, y'all? You know who this is. It's the Queen Bee, Marley in the house.
What it do, Marley? How you feeling? Now, see, wait, hold on, B. Queen, y'all going to have to stop screaming every time the water comes in and splashes up. Y'all going
to
have to stop.
Y'all.
I know. Y'all can't scream every time y'all get hit with some water on the show.
I apologize for that.
All right. Anyway, what it do, Marley? See, how you feeling?
Hey, I feel you, my nigga. If I was in the water, I'd be acting way more of a fool than you. You doing good,
right? Yeah, you know, but that's not what we're here for. All right. So anyway, now that I got some ladies in the building. Now I'm gonna explain here what I feel like, at least if I'm gonna be with a girl, if we're together, what I expect from a woman, my significant other. This is what I expect.
And since this is
Wednesday, we're gonna start it off on the sexual side anyway. Number one, I expect when I want some pussy, I get it, no questions asked.
What I mean?
Like I'm that may be chauvinistic or whatever, but I mean honestly that's how I feel. One thing I feel your man should never be if your girl is hungry or horny. He should be neither one of those ever. And that's just how I feel. I mean, am I wrong for expecting that or for wanting that? Is that a bad thing?
Not at all. Absolutely not.
Okay, so as a woman,
that's what you should be doing anyway.
My thing is always it's like if you don't want to be that person, if he come to you like, you know what, I want some like right now, like woo-woo, this, that, or whatever, don't, like I said, just trying to get it in, there should be no excuses. There shouldn't be any. Ever. There's only one excuse. And even when that's going on, then I feel I should still get a blowjob or a hand job or something. You got to do something. That's just how I feel.
Right.
Am I wrong with
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay,
I have a question. We got just me and homegirl here, or is it you a dude, or is it any more callers?
No, it's just me. It's just you. It's just you.
Okay, because
we chilling.
Okay, because I didn't hear no niggas agreeing. That's why I'm like, hello.
No. Because this is cool. Because I'm talking to the ladies. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm making sure I talk to y'all. Because I get that. I go to the ladies. I go to the source.
I wanted to make a statement about the topic of your show.
Go ahead. You feel me?
I feel like it's not so much as behind every good man there is a good woman. I feel like beside every good man should be a good woman. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that, Marcy.
And, I mean, I just feel that's a poor choice of words because it is a couple generations ago saying behind every good man was acceptable. But I feel like with time we learn how to advance and grow, and if we don't recognize our mistakes or our downfalls, we'll never change. So I feel like people should change their habit of saying behind every good man is a good woman. Instead, it should be beside every good man. The roles sometimes have reversed. The roles sometimes have reversed. And sometimes us women, when we get home from work or when we've had a long, stressful day of taking care of the kids and we never get a break, sometimes we want that head ASAP. Sometimes we want to get pleased or satisfied without having to ask no questions.
See what I mean?
I'm just saying, because in my department, I never have had a problem in my relationship, you know, when we are active, when we are in the same state. But other than that, I just feel like it should always be an even thing, especially when it comes to the sex, you know?
Well, here's where I go with that.
Straight
yeah,
up.
I agree with you. I agree with
in
you
that
on that.
Order.
Because,
in that order.
What's crazy is that I was just having this conversation with my friends earlier that all relationships, whether it's father, daughter, brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, everything should be 50-50.
In that order.
Should be 50-50.
But this is where I have trouble with this because
we agree with you and now you don't agree.
No, I agree. Y'all agree with me to a certain point, but then y'all want to switch it up a little bit. So let's get. I agree with the point that everything should be 50-50, but I feel that, like I said, a woman is supposed to be supportive towards her man. Now, I'm not saying that a man doesn't support his woman. I'm not saying that he doesn't
That's
have her
true.
Back. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying
That's
is,
true.
as a role in that relationship, you know, if we're looking at it that way, that
mm-hmm.
a woman has to find a man who's doing something in his life that you agree with and you're willing to put forth your effort to help him do that. And then by you doing that and uplifting him, then the awards come down on the whole household, you know, on everything or whatever, because you're helping put him in a position where he can do that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I meant by that. Now, as far as the sex tip goes, then yes. If my girl, that's what I also like. Because on one hand, because the reason why I put it the way I put it is because girls will be the first to try to be like, you know what, I'm going to ration out the pussy, or I'm not going to give him none, or I'm tired. Or girls will be the first to find an excuse to not fuck they
I've
do.
I've never uttered.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying overall. But you. But anytime my girl come at me about she wants some, like I said, there is no hesitation because niggas like, I like that shit. Let me know you want some. Like if I'm in the shower and you hop in the shower with me, you better be hopping in there to get it popping. Don't just sit there and we're going to be fighting over the hot part. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Because if we ain't in there fucking and getting it popping, then all we doing is fighting over the hot water and one of us is going to be cold. So that's the only, besides that, there's no reason for both of us to be in the shower because, you know, I don't like what's hot. I'm just simply saying.
I have to, you know, speak up on that once again because I have had, you know what I'm saying, times in my relationship where he and I, you know, would take a bath together. Like maybe, you know, he might be relaxed and I ran the bath for him, but because he just looked so irresistible in there, I had to get in with him. And we just chilled and talked about our aspirations and dreams and little shit like that. And then towards the end of the bath, we got it popping, but for the most time, we bonded. That's called being intimate, which is much better than just fucking your life away, you know?
Well, that was what I was saying. Okay, well, yeah, that was cute, you know, for the Hallmark market.
Score one for the B.
But as I said, that's the optimistic view, and you know, I am optimistic, so that did sound really good, but I'm also a realist.
That was true.
But that's one time. But I'm also saying though, so every time So every time y'all get in the tub, y'all gonna talk. You know what I mean? There's gonna be times when you're gonna be in there to get it popping.
Towards
I'm
the
not,
end.
So
no,
both.
We do both. No, I said we talk, but towards the end we got it popping though. That's what.
The point. I don't know. But see, that's just,
so,
it's just crazy. But we're at least in agreement on the sexual tip that, like I'm saying, there should never be nobody saying no when it comes to sex. Like I said, my main thing is
right.
that. As a man, because the only other option is, and then also let me say this as well, girls, you gotta be ladies, let me ask y'all, you gotta be that over the top freak nasty do whatever woo woo type female or whatever for your dude, you know, for your the one you with, right? Everything, like I said, everything you see in the movies, all that shit, you gotta make it, put your own twist on it and make it pop. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right. I feel like there is nothing, you know, really that freaky or nasty that you can't do with your partner.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
So all y'all learn, so all y'all girls out there talking about no, I don't do that, or no, or did it, or y'all need to switch that shit the fuck up real quick.
I feel like this though, like, I mean, it comes to a certain extent. Like, okay, me personally, I won't give you all my tricks in one sentence. Why? Because then you'll never be surprised. You'll never be surprised. So I feel like you can never, you feel me? Like, I will never show you all of my stuff in one session. Why? Because
yes.
then next time come around, then you expect that. You feel me? I got to pull tricks out the house
so
and surprise you.
Wait. Here's where I disagree with that. My thing is.
Okay.
And this is me personally. You need to show me what the fuck you can do. Like, and then, like I said, if that's as turned up and as popping as it is, then it's never going to be boring or it's never going to be a bad thing. It's like, I understand what you mean as far as shock value and trying to have, you know, to do something else. But then there's always a different way to put a spin on something you done already done. But my thing is that you gotta put your cards on the table. My thing is, if we about to do this, and we're about to get it turned up and get it popping, then we need to do that. Whose background is popping right now? What the fuck is that?
My background is the ocean.
It wasn't my background.
Hold on, man. Nah, that's one of y'all's backgrounds. Somebody lied. But we gonna get into Dagger's double play real quick, all right? Then we're going to be right back because the topic is hot right now. And I got Marley B hanging with me and Queen chilling with me. I got some ladies. And this is what I say. I talk to the ladies and I ask the direct questions. And then, like I'm saying, now next what I'm going to get back, what I'm going to do is, this ought to be funny. Like I said, I can talk about my problems and everything, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through my phone. And I'm going to talk about the problems I have with each of these people in my phone. I'm not gonna call no names. But I'm also tell y'all why shit didn't work out with these people and what's wrong with y'all ladies
right.
out there. Like I said, I do pay
right.
attention. If y'all
I can
get
tell
me,
you for sure.
I have my
one
issues.
One of them crazy. I can tell you that.
Here you go. Anyway, we're going to go like this, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Trump Night, Dagger's double play. We'll be back.
Water from where?
All right. It's been a while, Kip.
Yeah, I mean.
Knew you had to get you on the mixtape.
You feel me back to the motherfucker.
The dark side.
Where I reside.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, man.
About to do it like we used to.
Yes, sir. This one for the
you
team.
Ready? Let me set it up.
You are now listening outside.
Damn, girl, you are that. Small waist, booty fat. Real freak, not a rat. Keeps the ball, pussy cat. Got a job and a whip. Love to spend her own chips. Love to ride dick. She can
get it.
Any day at any time. Getting yours, getting mine. Any magazine you find. Even if the nigga blind. And your body's banging like the niggas throwing gangs. Y'all are like a soul woofer by.
Plays to the baseline.
You the top, I buy a drink, weed, and a pillow pop. Because you go hard. Once you're on, you don't want to stop. A lot of chicks will call it quits. You like to keep the party going.
7 in the fucking morning. Still got the
bottles flowing. Plus you rolling mini blunts. No. What the dagger wants. Keep the real, don't got a front. Only had to tell her once. Always got my back to lose. She wanted, she get it. That's why she get it. She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
Get it.
She can 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 get it.
Get it. She bad, but I ain't gon' trip. Manicured nails, ass out from under the split. True grit,
I'm a pimp and show that I clap. No applause needed to the strip I go. No breaks when I scrape. Dick like pogo sticks. You wanna catch a date? My presence great. Pretty brown round, no need to hesitate. Hop your ass in, GPS navigate. That's real, lay back, fish attack. Tell me how the sex feels similar to E-pills. And she like it. Turn off the light, spark up the blunt so I can strike like lightning. He's a boar and I'm exciting. He's glass jaw Joe and I'm Mike Tyson. He's completely sane. I'm a mental asylum. Come see me, the nigga with the title.
She can get it, 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 get it. She can get it, 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 get it.
I'm gonna take it back real quick. This is why I think of that love stuff.
Welcome out tonight, y'all.
Uh-oh.
We got the Dagger.
Yeah.
Yes. And also tonight, making his 2009 debut.
Oh, shit.
We got Sexy with Chocolate out here tonight in the band.
Sexy with Chocolate in the house.
Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the Dagger. What I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place. A lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out. Think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen. Man, I don't agree with hitting women, but I understand. Some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit. Look at how you screaming, cussing. You the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye. Look out my eye, you strong first. See me as a baby boy, Dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better one. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to
change. I love you, no, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection. We
I know I can't sing, but I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never had me? Raw dogging every nigga, still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break a check. Couldn't keep a nigga, so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the Dagger's pro-choice, death is the option, or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom can run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs and daughter's coming out of clothes.
I could never love you. I couldn't kiss a hug. I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection. We got to use protection. There is no trust between you. And me.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the dude shoot.
Cool,
high heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
the quarterback. Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure.
Been
a hundred's just a fuck, who me, not never.
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you pay me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy.
Stupid
over dick and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke, dumb bitch. Educated left and right. Getting raped here and there. And then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. This is all you know. You ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
Except for my erection. We got to.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's the Dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out,
bitch.
Sexual Chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how it works out and now go. The Dagger, Westside, LA all day.
I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. Everybody don't like the truth. That's all right. That's all I live in is the truth. Yeah, I'm burnt.
My life. Jimmy.
Hey, Finn. Jimmy, will you go talk to Wendy for me? What?
Just go talk to her and be poetic. Tell her she's my muse. No, tell her she's a continuing source of inspiration to me.
She's what?
She's a continuing source of inspiration to me.
Okay. Hey, Wendy.
Yeah?
Stan says you're a cunt. You're a cunt. Stan says you're a cunt.
Well, tell Stan
to stop! You're a continuing source of inspiration to him.
Take off! I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Take Coast. Out. Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. West Coast Wednesday, Bang Out Radio. Did I say that already? I think I did. I don't know. I don't remember. But, yeah, but if you're here, thanks for being here. Always we talking about relationships, you know, men behind women, men next to women, support systems and shit. I don't know. We're talking about all kind of shit. We're talking about what the dagger likes, what the dagger expects. And, I don't know. We're just going to keep it going and see what happens. If you want to get in on this, 661-621-7559, either chill in the queue, as always, or you can just press 1 to holler at me. And then let me get my ladies back up in here real quick. Let's see. Miss Queen, down by the beach, how you feeling? You still good?
I'm good. I'm still here. I'm chilling.
Okay, okay. And then let's see. Marley B, of course, as always. Hold on, bad.
Marley B, by the boom, you know, in the building.
Yes, ma'am. Ladies, thank you for being here and chilling with me, like I said. Because like I said, I know I'm probably a hard man to listen to, but, I mean, I'm honest, and I'm straight to the point, and I'm direct, and, I mean.
Nah, bro, you straight.
I don't act like I know everything, but I'm trying to figure some shit out, you know. But on the other side of things, like I said, y'all, I pay attention to a lot of things, and I know what my issues are. But the one thing I really don't like is when people don't know what their issues are or think they don't have issues. You ever deal with them type of people that just think they just, nothing, they shit don't stink or just nothing's wrong with
man,
them.
Man, I deal with people that got like, issues, my nigga, but they think they perfect. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get that.
What about you, Queen? I know you know some people like that, right? They just think they're always right. It's always good, right?
Man, shoot. I try to leave them alone. I know I got issues. Man.
But like I said, what I was gonna do right now, like I said, I'm gonna go through here and I'm gonna just speak on the issues that other people have. Now, I mean, some people may be aware, some people may not be aware that they have these issues, but I'm not gonna drop no names. Like I said, I don't wanna make things worse. But I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, so we're gonna go like this. I'm just gonna go down a list, call out, see who sticks out. All right, this girl right here, right?
So, I got a blasting water though.
It was going in the background again.
What's going on in your background? I got the homegirls with me. We turned up. We at the beach. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Real quick. How many homegirls you got with you?
I got three of the homegirls with me right now.
Three.
I got E-Money. I got Claire. I got Jasmine with me. Shout out to them right now. They rolling around in the water naked.
Hello? They ain't not in the water.
They are in the water right now. In the water.
Well, I'm going to talk. Well, tell them I'm going to want to talk to them before my show's over since I got to sit here and listen to them in my background.
Okay.
Not right now. I'm going to talk to them before the show's over.
Yes.
But all right. The first girl right here I'm looking at right now, what's wrong with this girl? She's one of those, like, young people. You know, I mean, I don't want to mean it like that, but you ever have those young, you ever deal with somebody that's younger, but they think they old, but they don't realize that, yo, you're young, but they think they know everything? You know what I'm talking about? You ever been in that situation? You ever dated a younger person that was younger than you?
What'd you say? Have I ever dated a person younger than me?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's all I do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not on purpose, but you feel me? My last three relationships been with niggas younger than me, you feel me? But the last one, he on my maturity level. The last one, he on my maturity level, you feel me?
Well, that's what I feel it is. But, I mean, I'm talking about, okay, you ever come across a young person that know everything, but they don't know shit because they're young? You ever been in that situation?
Yeah, I've been in that situation for many years.
That's what's wrong with this girl. Like, she swears she tells me shit up and down all day like this, that, woo, whatever.
Right.
And it's like, bitch, how far behind are you? Like really? Like, let's get it together. And it's so caught up in the MTV generation. Y'all know how I feel about MTV generation. And I think I've explained what that term means. You know, all the videos, all up on, you know, BET, all that, all into all that shit. You know I can't deal with that shit. That shit upsets me. This next one.
What in the hell?
Yeah, Queen, you're going to have to get muted in a second. I don't know what's going on in your background.
Why am I have to get muted?
Because your background is super popping right now, and I'm trying to talk. I'm not trying to be mean.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I keep moving a little bit further down the beach just because I want to be in on this conversation and see what's popping. I'm sorry. I apologize to you for that.
The homegirls are faded right now. You need to let them be turned up then. But here we go. All right, here's what's wrong with this next girl. I understand this, but at the same time, it used to piss me off because this is a grown-ass woman, right? But she don't got her own spot. She don't have her own house. But where she was staying at, she had, like, a fucking 9 o'clock curfew. So no matter what we did, where we went, whatever what we did, she had to be back there by, like, 9 p.m. or it had to be gone all night and everything like that. So, and that used to always fuck with me because, you know, my hours of operation damn near don't even start until 9 o'clock. That shit just started getting going. So, but then wanted to get mad at always mad at me like never had time for me or I never had time for her. Bitch, you got a curfew, and you damn near 30 with a curfew. I could never get that shit. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Right, that nigga said a curfew. I ain't never had a curfew, and I grew up in Englewood. Street lights came on. We still outside. You know, mama calling me. I got my homegirl pretending to be me next door, like, I'm right here. Yeah, all that. What are you talking about, a curfew? What is a curfew? What? What?
Oh, man. Let's see. What else
what?
We got? This one just got way, way too many kids and way too much of an attitude. How can I describe this one? Like,
sometimes more than two is too much.
So, yeah, we got to.
You hear me?
Nah, she got her own little tribe over there. So it's like, you know, like,
oh,
you know, it's hard enough dealing with one.
She.
Like, here's another one. Too far. That's another thing. Dagger, I can't do long-distance relationships. Those never really work out for me, or they're really, really hard. Because that goes back to kind of the sexual thing in a sense, because if I want to see you, even if I just want to hug something like that, or if I want to get it popping, I want you to be able to be within an hour range somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, if I got to go see you 2 hours or every other week or, you know, or something like that, that's going to be a hassle. And that's just rough. Like, I get two props with your out of city going self. You know what I mean? I can't do it. It's way too much. Like, not me.
Okay.
But yeah. But like I said, props to Barbie. This one right here. Here's what's wrong with this one. She's a tomboy, but she bomb. You know, but it's like, be a girl. Like, you know, that used to piss me off so bad because, you know, jeans, shorts, you know. But it was like, but would talk like a dude, act like a dude or whatever, unless she wanted to get fucked to get it popping. Then the girl came out of everything. You know what I mean? Like, then the girl came out or the female came out then. But any other time, it was a dude. Like, oh, man, it's like if I didn't know what was going on, what else was going on, girl, then I wouldn't be fucking with you either because on the outside it looks straight like a dyke or some shit like that.
Right.
But, you know, you can't you can't be with somebody who'd rather be a dude than a girl. Right. Like I said, you don't know your role. You know you can't be with somebody like that. Like, it's a problem. Too far. What's wrong with this one? She got a tribe, too. She got four kids. Like, they all kind of, and they're all within, like, 1 year of each other. So that's just number little kids running around and shit. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, nah, they ain't, nah, no, none of that. This one, no job type girl, like one of those types, like, I'll just have somebody else do it for me and is always sitting around waiting for somebody to do it for her. Why it never worked out? Right. Because, you know, Dagger don't come out the pocket like that for bitches, period. Like I said, that's where, yeah, you need to have your own shit. You need to have something going for yourself. You need to have a plan. I hate bitches that just sit around waiting around with the handout, like, are you going to give me this? Can you get this?
Right.
And you can't trust a girl like that either, because if you don't give it to her, then she's definitely going to get it from somewhere else, because that's what she's used to.
Yeah.
You can't deal with somebody like that. Can't deal. Too far, too fat. Yeah, Dagger's got a weight limit. Like I said, my dick got a weight limit.
Oh, wow.
Don't do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
What?
I mean,
I don't know. I like, you know, my niggas can't be skinny. Like, you got to be kind of thick.
I mean, everybody has their preference.
Like, if I was a dude, I probably would like hella thick chicks, like, because I'm a female.
So, there's a difference, but we've had this discussion before. There's
a
difference.
But I don't talk to
thick
niggas because I'm not single.
There's a difference between thick and fat. Bitches that are fat think they thick and don't realize they fat. Like,
right,
no,
I know some that be
fat.
Like, I'm a thick chick. I'm a thick chick.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Actually, you're about a fry away from Jennifer Hudson's Weight Watchers plan. I'm just saying.
And this bitch right here,
not,
this one,
it's not
this
there.
One is just dumb. This one is just dumb. Like post dumb. Like, you know, like a piece of wood, just straight dumb. Like, duh, like, you got to spell everything out for her. You got to do everything for her. If she didn't wear...
Oh, my God,
Oh,
my goodness.
If she didn't wear heels...
Dagger, where are you finding these girls?
It's not about me finding them. It's not... This is just people that I come across.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Not that people that I find.
And Bright, thank you, Molly. I'm like, wait.
Here you go. Like, don't try to put me out there like that. I don't find girls. It's like
they find him. They find
him. So here's what we do. Here's
okay.
I said this before. Let me explain.
Let me explain
because I'm going to take a break on my list right now since y'all want to talk. I'm going to explain this.
Yeah, we're
going to get
to
the music,
now.
And then I'll be right back. No, it's not. It's my show. Hold up.
And we your guests.
We're on the panel.
What more are you looking
like?
But
let me explain. I didn't tell nobody to shut up, but let me explain. This is my thing. Every girl that I come across or that I talk to, whatever, because like I said, I'm an optimist. Everybody is like, it's like the teacher. Remember when you was, I've said this before, but remember when you was in class, you had that teacher that was like, yo, everybody in this class starts off with A+. You got an A in the class. Now, it's up to you to keep it, you know, but if you don't do your homework, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, your grade starts to slip and you start to drop off.
That's
what happens. I give everybody their chance, and then I get to know them and see what they got going on, then they start dropping into their certain categories. Like, okay, well, this is all you're good for here. Then, okay, you know what I mean? That's what happens.
You need to change your curriculum. You got to change your curriculum, my nigga, because it ain't working for you. You got to grade on the curve. Grade on the curve like this bitch do right here. You know why I grade on the curve, my nigga?
Yeah.
Because all my exes, nigga, that is fucked up, make it harder for the next nigga. So, grade on the curve, bro. This bitch.
If y'all want to talk about the ladies, and I know y'all tired of hearing my voice for right now, we're going to let the ladies run the airways for a little while. So we're going to start it off with Lady Cam right now. Put your hands on me, and we'll be right back on West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night.
Whoa. Cam.
Okay. So, put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect, my body got your interest, and I know you wanna just
heat it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Through bad times and better. No distance or fight.
Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. DJ Fall.
DJ Fall.
Girl, I'm trying to open up the lane.
Find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bangal Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger. LA, West Coast all day, Bangal Radio. And yes, I guess if we're going off what we were just talking about, class is still in session. So if you want to get in on this, 661-621-7559. Either chill in the queue, press 1 to holla at me, and let's see if we can get the ladies back in here today. Queen, still good?
We still good and got the homegirls with me. They want to holla at you.
Okay, okay, hold up. Okay, hold on, hold on. Wait. Tell them to hold on real quick, 1 second before I bring B back in. Okay, Queen, now you got to pass the phone around. Now, who am I talking to first? Who are you giving the phone
to
first?
Okay, I'm going to go from my left to all the way to my right. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is your Jazzy girl. What's up, my dear?
Go ahead,
Oh, I have to?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Corey.
Hello. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm fine.
How are you? I'm fine out here on West Coast Wednesday. It's time to relax. Erica, hey, Erica, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
That's good.
I told you my girl is over here turned up. We on the Crown Royal right now, apple juice, so we gonna be chilling.
Crown and apple, huh? All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let's get me back in the building. Marley B, you still good?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Yeah. I'm wishing I was at the beach right now. They got the Drake out there and shit. It's like 10:30.
Right? My homegirl hadn't broke her foot this weekend, or her toe. We've been at the beach right now.
My brother broke his toe, too.
What? That's crazy. I swear my best friend, she in the other room, broke their toe. Broke her toe.
My brother did it last Saturday. He broke his toe. He over there on crutches.
Wow. Hey, she got crutches, too, but she don't need them no more.
What beach are y'all at?
We over here on Pacific Coast Highway, all the way
over
here.
Oh, yeah, y'all way down.
Cut. Okay.
Yeah. I know where y'all at. I know that area. Okay, for sure. But all right, but as we were discussing before we went to break, see, B was telling me that I should grill on the curb. Now, B, let me see. See, look at this. I already feel I am grading on the curb. See, number one, you know, me personally, like I said, I already said from top, I don't like dealing with girls with kids in the first place. Like, you know, no kids, no fat girls, got to have a job, got to have a car. You know, I got a certain criteria already, you know, that I But you know, I have to grade on the curve because how often am I going to find or, you know, be able to find somebody that don't got no kids, especially this day and age. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. I'm grading on a curve. So, okay, so you got an A+. But you got a kid, so all right, you got an A. You know, you brought it down to a little bit, but you still got an A as long as you're doing other shit. You know what I mean? Like what we've been talking about already. So my thing is, like I was saying, you already know what class you're coming to. Like this is Dagger's class. You already know what you're getting when you come over here and what you got to deal with because I already say it off top. You know what I like. You know what I like to do. You know how I get it popping. You know I be turned up. Mm-hmm. You know I be on my music. You know I don't hide shit when I deal with females. I don't hide nothing. I wear it on my arm proudly, a band that says, I have issues. My lighter says, I have issues. I have fucking issues.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So they know what they're getting
that.
So then my thing is, so that if you're coming to class, and you know what the subject matter is, you don't come into class and try to change the subject matter like you're the teacher. That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? You're either going to come and get a grade in this class
or... Oh, I'm so happy I'm not single.
I mean, this is as simple as I can be. Because when I was in school, I didn't take classes. I didn't feel there are certain classes you had to take, but your electives and other shit like that. There are certain classes that you don't have to take. You don't have to take the Dagger class. You don't have to.
I guess
to come.
You know, shit. I'm at a point where you know, take classes and all that. That's crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're probably like I said, you way past this. Like I said, you way past this. Like I said, you on that lovey-dovey boo-boo baby, how you doing type stuff. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying, but let me ask you this, right, B, since you're there now, how long did it take you to get there? You know what I mean? How much of a struggle was it to get there?
You would have to ask him because...
I'm not talking about y'all two together. I'm talking about you
as a person?
It took
me a long time. All my life.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that's what I meant.
Okay.
Like, so it's not an easy thing, you know, but it is easier, at least for me, and this is what I tell everybody, is that you got to know what you want, you know, you got to know what you want within yourself. You got to know the type of person that you are. You got to know the type of person that you want to deal with. You got to know the type of shit you're going to accept, what you're not going to accept. You have to know that already before you get into anything at all. Now, as for me, like I said, I have my class, I have my curriculum, you know what the schedule is, you know what I like, you know what's expected, you either get down or you don't. It's easy. I make it as easy as possible. But see why my curriculum is so rough, you know, a lot of people can't handle it. Because my main thing is, and this is where a lot of girls falter too in my sense and what I feel, is that, or not just girls, guys too, relationships, like I said, let's not leave it one-sided. But people don't take responsibility for their own actions. People do not take responsibility for their own actions. They're always trying to blame the next person, blame this person, blame that person, blame whoever, whatever. Nobody wants to be responsible for themselves and the things that they do and how they carry themselves.
okay?
Right.
So if you don't want to carry yourself the right way, I don't expect how you would expect me to act right or to want to uplift you or to want to put you on a certain level or like that if you're not even willing to do that shit for yourself.
Right.
I mean, am I making sense? Am I making sense?
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not crazy. So why is it that it seems like it's so crazy and shit don't work out like that? Why? It's not crazy. So why is that so hard? That's what I don't understand.
Because,
why do people play games?
I feel like this. See, you can't really judge a person until you know a person, right? So if you don't spend time to get to know somebody and know why they are the way that they are, then you'll never find out why they tick the way they do or why they do certain things or why they wait to do certain things because you don't know what somebody else has gone through, especially if you haven't really sat down and really gotten to know that person to that level. So you can't really say that and then be like, well, I expect this, but but it may be a reason why somebody is holding back from certain things because of certain things that they've gone through. You know, so
right.
you can't really say that until at least, I want to say at least 50% know a person. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I agree with what you're saying, but to keep the class analogy going, right? That's what I'll be saying because you have to know somebody. You have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know what you're getting into. And that, like you said, I agree, that takes time, which is why classes take 6-7 months, you know, or I mean, just talking about if we're going to keep school regulations going. But, I mean, in real life, like I said, I take my time in a whole lot of situations. But at the same time, you're still expected to perform up the caliber if you're going to be in the class. You can't just skate by. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I mean, am I wrong? I mean, I understand you take your time. You do what you feel you need to do or what you have to find out and everything like that. But you still got to be up to par in the caliber. And that goes both ways. Even me as a teacher in the class, like I said, I'm not going to make the class easy for you because the class isn't easy for me. And that's another thing that bothers me a lot of times, too, because like I said, girls will try to get into a situation with somebody and try to change that whole thing around. And that's where shit gets fucked up when you just need to deal with somebody that you're willing to deal with.
They try to fuck with females out of their caliber and expect her to act like a low-budget bitch, and that's not going to happen.
Well, that, you know? Too, exactly. It goes both ways.
Accept their game up, or accept the low-budget bitch for what she is and keep pushing. That's what you're worth, you know?
All right, hold on real quick. Stay out to 661-2652. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, what's good with you, bro? This Supreme, man. Just calling in, showing some love and whatnot.
Oh, good looking out, Supreme, man. How you been? You been good?
Oh, yeah, man. Been excellent, man. You know me, man. Keep my head above water and whatnot, man. Just calling in. Supporting that independent radio.
Hey, thank you. What else is going on your end, man? What's going on? Where you at with everything now?
Oh, man, you know me, man. Just keeping the loud mouth going, man. Still up here in the 661, you know. Just making it happen. You feel me?
There you go. So you wanna chime in on this real quick, or you just want to say hello real quick, or you wanna?
Oh, I mean, I don't even know. I walked into a whole conversation. I didn't even know it was going down, man. What's up? What's the topic right now?
Just basically overall. Like I'm gonna speak what the original topic was, and then Marley B kind of switched it up a little bit. But the original topic was.
What's
you
up
know,
with you, Marley?
What's up, Supreme? How you doing, my nigga?
Every strong man.
What's poppin'?
Oh, yeah. What's poppin'?
That's Queen. That's Queen. That's Queen over there. Queen. Supreme.
Oh, so
Supreme Queen. but here we go. So what the original topic was, basically, I started off this whole show basically saying that behind every strong man is a good woman. And what I meant by that was that a woman, if she chooses to be in a relationship or chooses a guy or whatever, then that means that there's a certain role, certain position she has to play, and certain rules that come along with that depending on what the guy she's dealing with or what she's going through or whatever with that person. And my main issue was how girls want to step into that role or step into that position but then try to change it up or switch it up or try to make somebody be something that they're not, and that's where a lot of issues are coming from and a lot of shit's getting fucked up because – I guess, again, bottom line, what I was saying was is that a woman should find a man that's doing something with his life or trying to do something that you agree with. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's where the support factor mm-hmm. comes in. You want to help a man or your man reach whatever goal that is or whatever it is and to do the best that you can to help him do that. And then if not,
right.
then you shouldn't be wasting your time. Now, Marley B switched that up to a little bit, like, we should be more modern with it, like, well, every man, next to every man is a strong woman, and then, you know, 50-50. And now, like I said, I agree with the 50-50 thing, don't get me wrong, but it's still a role that has to be played in that household, in that situation. It's still, you know, it's like, I'm a fucking just say, you know,
well,
I'm
yeah,
the man,
I mean,
I run
it's
this
a leader. A man
you know?
Has a leadership role. A man should have a leadership
okay.
role in the household, but a woman should be able to know how to follow suit is what I'm saying. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean, Paul. But that's the problem that we're having is that all these females are trying to be dudes. Niggas is trying to be bitches. Niggas is getting shit fucked up. So
yeah, it is like
I mean,
a gender like misplacement, stupid. Yeah.
Okay,
you know
yeah, okay, so I'm not the only one seeing this. That's what I mean. Like, okay,
yeah.
So, go ahead, Supreme. Let us know.
Yeah, I definitely feel that, man. You know, it is like when we talk about roles, everybody got to play their role. Like, if you're talking about a female got to play a role, a man got to play his role. He got to do his thing, put it down, you know what I'm saying? Do what he's doing right, you know what I'm saying? Can't half-ass slack it, you feel me? If you respect that woman, like you say, 50-50, if you respect that woman and do her thing, you know what I'm saying? Follow suit after, you know what I'm saying, play the position that she's supposed to be playing. You got to play the position you're supposed to be playing. Y'all supposed to come to agreement and then tell each other, like, this is what we're trying to do. And if we're trying to make it happen, y'all set them goals and what we're trying to do. You feel me?
Now, let me ask you this real quick. Now, is it a y'all situation or is it like, yo, girl, I'm doing this. Is you with it or is you not? You know what I mean? That's
nah,
what I'm
saying. If she's gonna be,
you know what I mean?
If she's with you, she got to be. It
you.
Is a y'all situation. You know what I'm saying? Once she comes to your situation, it's her situation too. You know what I'm saying? She gotta,
okay.
she gotta play her part. Like you playing your
she's
part.
She's gotta come
into your thing.
What I mean is, what I mean is, does she? Who's? That's what we were talking about, the leader role or whatever. Like I said, she has to follow you, and then it becomes y'all. It's like, or do you follow her, and then it becomes y'all? You see what I'm saying? This is the question I'm asking.
Yeah, when you together, it's automatically supposed to be y'all. It ain't supposed to be somebody
okay.
over the other. You feel me? Like if you your girl, you're supposed to be doing you a radio host, right? Your
right.
girl, you know, you get with a new female. She's gonna become. Like, if she ain't doing the, her own thing, like, on an entertainment thing or whatever type of job, she's going to help you do y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going to do it together, you know what I'm saying? It got to be that togetherness because it ain't no team and I. Everybody needs some help, you feel me? And you need that support.
Okay. So I'm trying to get over this chauvinistic thing a little bit because, like I said, I was talking to this dude at work, and he's really on that, man.
I guess.
I put my foot down type nigga. You know what I mean? I wish he would have called in, but I'm going to try to get him in here next week and see what's up. But like I said,
get him on in here.
I agree. I'm agreeing with y'all, but like I said, at the same time, because what happens is and what's fucked up because, like I said, I played my role. I know my role. I know what I need to do. I know what I'm trying to do. And then what happens is that I guess that's just the cycle we're in now. Like you had that good guy that the girl comes along. Because what happens is, at least in my situation, I've said this before many times, the girl fucks mm-hmm. with me. She likes what I got going on, likes what I'm doing and everything, gets all involved in it. Then it becomes a problem because she expects me to change because of her, and it's like I can't do that. You know,
this is what I do.
And
that
what I mean?
She never liked what she was doing in the jump first place.
Exactly.
She would not try to change you.
Okay.
She, if you get with somebody, you wouldn't try to change them because that's the way you liked them
okay.
at first. You
so
feel
I'm
me?
Not, I'm not crazy.
But
so
what
I'm not
you
crazy.
Know,
that's
what
exactly
about
what happened.
People? What about when you get with somebody and then they change on you after you got with them? You feel me? That right there.
I mean, some people just be running game, though. You feel me? Some people just be like, oh, she might like me if I do this and that. But then when they start exposing their true colors, you know, it
becomes
a problem.
You saying if a female change up on you once she get with you, then that's somebody you got to let go, too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You can't. Everybody should be with the person that they want to be, and you should not have to change yourself outside of a few certain things. Like I'm saying, if you're a player and you're doing all this or whatever out here doing your thing and you choose to be a player, yeah, you need to stop. You need to stop dealing with everybody else and just deal with the person you're dealing with, and that's fine. You know, because that's what you'll have to change. But as far as you as a person, as who you are, what you do, how you carry yourself, I mean, you got to be you. whatever that is, it's got to be you. Like, and that's what I keep saying, because I can only be me. Like, here's one of the main things that happens with me, right? Like, see me, like I said, girls like me, you know, just because I'm a cool person, I don't treat them bad. I'm not saying everyone want to fuck me or anything like that. I'm not trying to say it like that, but girls is cool with me. I get along with girls. We work out. Things are cool, right? So, but then it's like I get with one girl that want to be with me and everything like that, and we may hook up, be together and everything, but then she mad that I'm still nice and that girls like me. Like, I'm supposed to be an asshole to everybody else because I'm with you now and that you got issues with other people liking me. You can't be like that. That's where it goes to trust and responsibility and everything. I mean, we can keep going on this.
Yeah,
But that's what it's on, because when I was nice and hollering at you and everything like that, you look so, you know what I mean? You can't just cut that off. And then I'm not going to be an asshole for you. I'll be an asshole on my own for me. So
yeah.
I can be my own asshole. And then I also like, and then what I also was saying is that people got to take responsibility for themselves. I can't stand these girls that be with a dude or whatever, but want to act all irate, act crazy, act whatever, and then still expect they dude to stick up for them and they wrong. I'm sorry. When you wrong, you wrong. I don't care who it is. You're wrong. So then, you know what I mean? But I mean, real, Supreme, you ever been in a situation like you're the other person was really like wrong, but looked at you like you were fucked up for not backing them and they were just truly wrong? Why am I going to back somebody that I know is wrong? I don't do that. Just be responsible. You were wrong.
I mean, yeah, but low-key, on that note, when you with your mate, when y'all in public or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and all that nature, you should always have their back, right or wrong, but you should tell them, like, let them know, like, hey, that you wasn't right on that, you know what I'm saying? But when you on a support team, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you should always have their back, you know what I'm saying, especially in front of other people and everything like that. But you're supposed to still let them know you was wrong on that tip, you know what I'm saying?
But then,
I would want my female to have my back, even though if I was probably going off on the, you know what I'm saying, off on some shit, and then I wasn't right, you know, or some wasn't right about the situation, but I was still wanting to have my back at that point in time. Yeah, when I cool down, yeah, you could tell me, like, yeah, you was acting stupid right there and everything like that.
All
right, but,
okay,
but that's one time. You maybe allow one
or whatever. But, I mean, I was talking about maybe somebody who repeatedly does that.
If somebody's like a crazy person, you know what I'm saying, that goes off the handle, like, every day, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, be like, hey, I ain't into this one, you know.
Go ahead, B. You got something on this one? Go ahead.
Well, I feel like, you know, it always has to be a balance. And if you don't have that balance with your mate, y'all not equally yoked, as I call it, then it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Near or far, young or old, you know what I'm saying? Whether they got kids or not, whether the person got a job or not, if they are equally yoked, then it'll work. It could be a poor nigga get with a rich bitch. And because they got a understanding of each other's love, then it'll work. It always has to be a balance. So if somebody is willing to accept you and your flaws, and they actually have the gift of, I could say, helping you flourish and, you know, create a way that you could get rid of your flaws without you being insecure or without hurting your feelings, then that's the person you should be with. So it shouldn't be a matter of, you know, attitude or this or that or other, because it's, you know, people with bad attitudes, people with ugly faces, people with, you know what I'm saying, fucked up frame of minds and all that type of shit, they deserve love too. So It's just a matter of what you're saying. I thought you were going to say people with fucked up teeth. I don't know why I thought you were going to say that. I'm saying, like, I don't want to say ugly people, but,
yeah.
You know, like, everybody gets the same, you know what I'm saying, everybody is somebody for everybody, so if a person is willing to accept you for who you are inside or out, then they shouldn't be trying to change you, because there's somebody out there that accepts you for that person, so for who you
that's
are.
That's real shit, though, man. Can't say it any other better.
Here y'all go. Anyway,
I wanted to say something real quick.
You just said something else.
You played my song "Touch," and I appreciate that featuring Rico. Just got the ringtone prepared and ready today, and it should be available for everybody that give me that email. So y'all go to my Facebook and email me so I can send y'all "Touch" Rico.
I want to piggyback off that because now I'm in the car. We headed back to the house, y'all. I'm about to be off the radio. We about to party in the car on the way back to the house.
All right.
So I want to give my shout out. Quay, you mess.
Shout out to Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Levi Cam.
Can I shout out to my mama? Thank you. Can I shout out to my mama? Everybody give a shout out.
If you want to find me on Facebook, facebook.com/marley.b.official or Stupid People Sniper, you feel me? Y'all find me. It's easy. You can just Google me.
Shout
out to everybody, man. Shout out to this independent radio, man. Shout out to independent artists, man. Shout out to, you know, shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing, making it happen one day at a time, man. Y'all can check your boy out, Facebook/steadygrinding with an I, STEADI grinding, you know. So hit me up there for more information and everything like that, updates and all that greatness, man. And shout out to you, Leon, man. You're doing your thing, bro, man.
You're making it happen, man.
You know what
good
saying?
Looking
so definitely salute you, bro.
Thank you, Supreme. Good looking out, man. Check it out anytime, man. And like I said, check in with your boy anytime. I'll be here. You know where I'm at. All right. And then,
man.
All right, y'all. So everybody, like I said, thanks for being here tonight. We had a rocky road. Not a rocky road, but I mean, I heard some things that I probably wasn't expecting to hear. And then y'all know me and my attitude. I mean, I'm trying to switch things up. I really am, but it's hard. It's really, really hard. But like I said, I'm trying to be optimistic. But at the same time, I can just be too real because there's way too much shit going on that I recognize and that I see, and I can't deny it. I can't avoid it. I can't look at it any other way than what it is. But at the same time, I'm trying to do better. I'm going to try to be better, all right? So we're going to ride out with the smoke session. Me featuring KD, So High. We'll see y'all this week, 9 to 11. We'll see y'all on Sunday, 7 to 9 on Slap Sundays, all right? If you want to email me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, and we'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Sunday. Bang Out Radio.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this. But, I do. And we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Get high.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to
I'm
you say
so
all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling.
falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of
weed,
need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed
Chris Angel,
watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate, cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke, now it's time for surgery, cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass a zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path, try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand, Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse, a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
Feels like I'm taking off, I'm so high.
My lungs, but a nigga still smoking, hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card. Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got four of my suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. See, I, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up, while I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked, because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now. Dagger rest the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when things and I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm so
so high.